This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd, ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. I welcome our dear brothers and sisters in al-Islam, ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Your brother in Islam, Bilal Ismail of the Al-Kawthar Institute and Imam Development Project with you for another majlis of ilm, another majlis of dhikr, another majlis of us learning and understanding the Arabic language, walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, in our previous majlis, we completed lesson 5 from book 2, walhamdulillah. Durusul lughatil arabiyyati li ghayri natiqin biha. Lessons in the Arabic language for non-Arabic speaking students. And book 2, we completed 5 lessons, walhamdulillah. Bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, in this majlis, we are going to do muraja'ah. We are going to do a revision, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, revision of those 5 lessons, walhamdulillah. Allah states in the Noble Quran, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ ذِكْرَى تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And remind, for verily the reminder benefits the believers. And so we remind ourselves with regards to what we have covered, walhamdulillah. In Darsul Awwal, in the first lesson, what were we introduced to in lesson number one? And bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, in this revision session, we will cover many examples from the Noble Quran, insha'Allah. In lesson number one, what were we introduced to? We were introduced to inna. Inna, excellent, walhamdulillah. What does inna mean? Inna means indeed, surely, no doubt, verily. I'm affirming that what I'm speaking about right now. I'm affirming this matter and I negate everything besides it. Example, inna Muhammadan talibun. Inna Muhammadan talibun. Once we have inna, the noun after it will be mansub. Harfu tawkid wa nasb inna is that it makes the word after it take the fatha, being in the state of mansub. And also inna means indeed, surely, no doubt, verily. Inna Muhammadan talibun. Inna Muhammadan talibun. Originally we had Muhammadun talibun. Muhammadun talibun. So we had a mubtada, which was Muhammad, and we had the khabar talibun. Now that we bring in the inna, inna Muhammadan talibun, we say that this Muhammad, we call it now ism inna. Ism inna. And talibun, we call this khabar inna. Khabar inna. And that's just the technicality with regards to that matter. I repeat, we have a sentence like Al-Kitabu Sahlun. Al-Kitabu Sahlun. The lesson is easy. Add inna. Inna al-kitaba sahlun. Inna al-kitaba sahlun. Al-kitaba ism inna. Sahlun khabar inna. And also inna has many sisters, masha'Allah. They do the exact same thing as inna. So we find inna, ka'anna, anna, lakinna, la'alla, perhaps, or I fear, later, I wish, li'anna, because of such and such. These are the various sisters of inna, walhamdulillah. We find in the Noble Quran, inna wa'adallahi haqqun. Inna wa'adallahi. Indeed, surely, no doubt, the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is true. Inna wa'adallahi haqqun. Inna hizba shaytani. Inna hizba shaytani. Humul khasirun. Indeed, the party of the devil, they are the losers. Hizba shaytani. Not Hizbu Shaitan, but rather Hizba Shaitani. Why? Because of the inna. Inna Hizba Shaitani. Inna Hizba Shaitani. Walhamdulillah. We also find in the Noble Quran, inna Allaha غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَدُوٌ لِلْكَافِرِينَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ indeed surely Allah verily Allah عَدُوٌ is an enemy to the disbelievers إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لِلْإِنسَانِ عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ indeed surely verily the devil إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لِلْإِنسَانِ to insan with regards to insan عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ he is not just an enemy but rather he is an open clear enemy shaytan is our open clear enemy we also find إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ The Khatib on the day of Friday, many times he mentions this in the khutbah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ Indeed, surely Allah orders with justice. إِنَّ جَهَنَّمَ جَزَاءُكُمْ We also find إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ إِنَّ زَلْزَلَةَ السَّاعَةِ Indeed, surely the shaking of the earth, the زَلْزَلَة at the time of the hour, لَشَيْءٌ عَظِيمٌ It's a major manifest matter. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ Surely, indeed, mankind is at a loss. Allahu musta'an. So these are various examples related to Inna. And we said Inna has many sisters. In fact, in lesson one, we also learn about another sister of Inna. Who's this sister? What's her name? Her name is La'alla. La'alla can mean, I hope, or it could also mean, I fear, such and such. Example, لَعَلَّ الْجَوَّ جَمِيلٌ لَعَلَّ الْجَوَّ جَمِيلٌ That I hope that the weather is beautiful. I hope that the weather is good. I fear. لَعَلَّ الْمُدَرِّسَ مَرِيضٌ I fear that the teacher is ill. I fear that the teacher is, is sick, Allahumusta'an. So those are a few examples with regards to La'alla. So we're covering two sisters of Inna in this lesson. The first one, well, Inna itself. And then number two, La'alla, walhamdulillah. In lesson number one, we also come across the word Dhu. Dhu means to possess. Dhu al-Jalali wal-Ikram. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Dhu al-Jalali wal-Ikram. We find in the Noble Quran, وَاللَّهُ ذُو الْفَضْلِ الْعَظِيمِ وَاللَّهُ ذُو possesses فَضْل الْعَظِيمِ وَاللَّهُ ذُو الْفَضْلِ الْعَظِيمِ We also find, وَرَبُّكَ الْغَفُورُ ذُو الرَّحْمَةِ وَرَبُّكَ الْغَفُورُ And your Rabb is غَفُور ذُو الرَّحْمَةِ Possessor of mercy, possessing mercy. وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ ذُو الْجَلَالِ The possessor of majesty, wal-ikram and nobility. Walhamdulillah. So these are a few examples with regards to ذُو. We say, مُحَمَّدٌ ذُو مَالٍ مُحَمَّدٌ ذُو مَالٍ Muhammad possesses wealth. مُحَمَّدٌ ذُو خُلُقٍ He possesses good character. Jayid. So, ذو means to possess. And we say so-and-so, ذو لِحْيَةٍ So-and-so has a beard, possesses a beard. ذو لِحْيَةٍ طَوِيلَةٍ He possesses or he has a long beard. Walhamdulillah. Also remember that this ذو is from what we call Asma'ul Khamsa. Asma'ul Khamsa. There are five words. Five words, they make up this what we call Asma'ul Khamsa. They have specific rules related to them. You don't really need to know the rule now, but what you need to know is that you have such a concept, the Asma'ul Khamsa, and they have specific rules related to them. Example, Abun. So you have Abuka. You have Abi, you have Aba. With regards to the various states, then they use the waw, they use the alif and they use the ya to indicate their state. Example, abun, then abu, abu, using a waw, abu. And in the mansub form, aba, with the alif. And in the majroor form, abi. Jayid, excellent. So asma'ul khamsa, similarly you would have dhu, dha, and dhi. Akhun, akhun, akhan, akhin. Excellent. Mumtaz. So that's asma'ul khamsa. They are abun, akhun, hamun, fu, and dhu. Abun, akhun, hamun, fu, and dhu. Fu meaning? Fu meaning the mouth. Jayid. Fu, fa, and fi. Excellent. Then we also were introduced to in lesson number one the word am. What does am mean, ya akhil kareem wa ukhtil kareema? Am means o. Jayid, am means o. Atabibun anta am mudarrisun. Atabibun anta am mudarrisun. Are you a teacher or are you a doctor or a teacher? A anta tabibun am mudarrisun? No, you don't say it like that. Rather, the proper way of saying it is a tabibun anta am mudarrisun. A tabibun anta am mudarrisun. A tabibun anta am mudarrisun. Excellent. So we usually use the am in interrogative type of questions. Jayid, where you're asking this person, you know, like an interrogative type of question. Atabibun anta am mudarrisun? Amin Pakistana anta am min Amerika? Are you from Pakistan or are you from America? So we learnt inna, we learnt la'alla, we learnt dhu, we learnt about am. Then we also were introduced to mi'atu and alfu. What's alfu? Alfu is 1,000. Mi'atu means 100. Mi'atu rajulin. Mi'atu imra'atin. 100 men, 100 women. Mi'atu kitabin. Mi'atu kitabin. Mi'atu kitabin. Mi'atu rajulin. So we find the relationship is a mudafun ilay relationship. And the item being counted will be in the singular form. Mi'atu rajulin, mi'atu riyalin, mi'atu talibin, 100 students. Mi'atu talibin, excellent. So it is in the mufrad form, and it doesn't matter what gender it is. Mi'atu imra'atin, alfu imra'atin, alfu rajulin, walhamdulillah, mumtaz, mumtaz. Then we were also introduced to certain words. For example, qadiyun. Originally it's qadiyun, but based upon its place in the sentence becomes qadin. Huwa qadin. Huwa qadin. Hadha wadin. Hadha wadin. Originally wadiyun. Wadiyun. Hadha wadin. Ana muhamin. I'm a lawyer. Ana muhamin. Originally it is muhamiyun, muhamiyun, muhamiyun. Jayid. Excellent. So that was lesson number one, ya akhi al-kareem wa ukhti al-kareema. Lesson one, a bit of a long lesson, no doubt. A bit more intricate than the lessons from book one. Walhamdulillah. But we've managed, mashallah. We went through the entire lesson one. We've covered all five lessons, in fact. And here today, inshallah, we are doing revision. Bi-iznillahi ta'ala. Walhamdulillah. We move on to lesson number two. What did we learn in lesson number two? We were introduced to the word laysa. Laysa is what we call fi'l naqis. Fi'l naqis, right? It's like an incomplete verb. Incomplete verb. Laysa, what does laysa mean? Laysa means it is not. It is not. Is not. Is not. Example. Laysa al-baytu bijadidin. 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 The house is not new. You could also say laysa al-baytu jadidan, laysa al-baytu jadidan, laysa al-baytu jadidan. But that's coming up later, inshallah. We find that this laysa and kana and la yazalu, they are all like sisters. So you find, in fact, more than that, you find sara, asbaha, amsa, adha, zalla, bata, madama, jayid, kana, all of them are like sisters, inshallah. They do the same thing. That the ism of them, it is marfu' and the ism and the khabar, it is mansub. Example, laysa al-baytu jadidan, laysa al-baytu jadidan, but. In lesson number 2, we learned the other version. Laysa al-baytu bijadidin, bringing in the ba. Laysa al-baytu bijadidin, laysa al-baytu bijadidin. That's obviously if we discussing, talking about something masculine, but if it's something feminine, then it's laysat. Laysat. It is not something feminine. Laysat. Walhamdulillah. A sentence could be, somebody says, Ana min al-Hindi. I am from India. Somebody else says, Lastu min al-Hindi. Lastu min al-Hindi. I am not from India. Lastu min al-Hindi. Excellent. Manil akh. The word manil akh means like, polite way of asking who is the brother, who is the person, the one you're talking to, who is this person, Jayid. So that was the word laysa, laysa. We find in the Noble Quran, وَيَقُولُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَسْتَ مُرْسَلًا وَيَقُولُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, and those who disbelieve, they say to the Nabi, لَسْتَ مُرْسَلًا لَسْتَ مُرْسَلًا, you have not been sent. You have not been sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَالَتِ الْيَهُودُ لَيْسَتِ النَّصَارَى عَلَى شَيْءٍ وَقَالَتِ النَّصَارَى لَيْسَتِ الْيَهُودُ عَلَى شَيْءٍ, that the Jews, they said about the Christians, they're not really upon anything solid. And the Christians said about the Jews, you people are not upon anything, you know, which has proper foundation. Allahu musta'an. Allah mentions, أَلَيْسَ السُّبْحُ بِقَرِيبٍ أَلَيْسَ السُّبْحُ بِقَرِيبٍ أَلَيْسَ السُّبْحُ بِقَرِيبٍ, is the time of subh not close? Jayid. We also find in the Noble Quran, يا نساء النبي لستنك أحد من النساء, يا نساء النبي, O the woman of the Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم of the Nabi, لستنك أحد من النساء, you people are not like any other woman, you people are not like any other woman, يا نساء النبي لستنك أحد من النساء, O the woman of the Nabi, you people are not like any other woman. جيد. Walhamdulillah. And so those are few examples from the Noble Quran with regards to laysa. We said again, laysa is fi'l naqis jamid. Fi'l naqis meaning that it by itself doesn't give you full meaning. Whereas the fi'l kharaja means he went, full meaning. But just saying laysa or just saying kana doesn't really give you any full meaning. Jayid. And it is jamid. Jamid meaning it does not change whether it is fi'l mudari' or fi'l madi. It just remains the same. Fi'l jamid naqis. Walhamdulillah. Jayyid. So that's what we covered in lesson number 2. Walhamdulillah. And then what did we discuss in lesson number 3? Ya akhil kareem wa ukhtil kareema. Lesson number 3, we were introduced to أفعل التفضيل, أفعل التفضيل, which is ممنوع من الصرف. أفعل التفضيل, example, محمد أطول من بلال. محمد أطول من بلال. محمد is taller than بلال. We're comparing two matters. This is the comparative form. أفعل التفضيل, the comparative form. أكبر من such and such. The مؤذن, what does he say? الصلاة خَيْرٌ مِّنَ النَّوْمِ, salah is better than sleeping. الصَّلَاةُ خَيْرٌ مِّنَ النَّوْمِ. وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. So you have the comparative form. And then you also have the superlative form. The superlative form, right? Where so-and-so is the tallest in the school. So-and-so is the biggest. So-and-so is the brightest. So-and-so is the smallest. So-and-so is the tallest. So-and-so is the fastest, etc. This is now across the board. This person is like number one. And so in the Noble Quran, we find some examples. Inna ankara al-aswati la sawtul hamir. Inna ankara al-aswati. Ankara al-aswati. Ankara al-aswati. The worst of sounds. وَلَتَجِدَنَّهُمْ أَحْرَصَ النَّاسِ You will find that they are the most zealous of people. You will find that they are the most, craving of people and most zealous of people. أَحْرَصَ النَّاسِ جَيْد. The word Allahu Akbar, also an example. أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِأَحْكَمِ الْحَاكِمِينَ أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِأَحْكَمِ الْحَاكِمِينَ Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not the ahkam, the most wise of the hakimin? So, I repeat, we have أَفْعَلُ التَّفْضِيلِ, the comparative form when we're comparing two matters, and we have أَفْعَلُ التَّفْضِيلِ, the superlative form where so-and-so is the best. A simple example of both again. أَلْبَنَاتُ أَطْوَلُ مِنَ الْأَبْنَائِ البناتُ أطولُ مِنَ الْأَبْنَاءِ The daughters are taller than the sons. And أَفْعَلُ التَّفْضِيلِ We said it is مَمْنُوعٌ مِنَ الصَّرْفِ It doesn't change based upon its position in the sentence. We find with regards to the superlative form, إِبْرَاهِيمُ أَحْسَنُ طَالِبٍ فِي الْفَصْلِ إِبْرَاهِيمُ أَحْسَنُ طَالِبٍ There's a mudaf إِلَيْهِ relationship here. أَحْسَنُ طَالِبٍ Best student فِي الْفَصْلِ in the classroom. In lesson number 3, we were also introduced to لَكِنَّ لَكِنَّ means like but, and it's also a sister of إِنَّ. We were also introduced to كَأَنَّ كأن as if, as though, also a sister of إن. We said the sisters of إن again. إن أن لأن لكن لعل كأن ليت. والحمد لله. Then we covered ordinal numbers. What's ordinal numbers? First, second, third, fourth, fifth. جيد. الدرس الأول. الدرس الثاني. الدرس الثالث. Allah mentions in the Noble Quran. ولا تكونوا أول كافر به. لا تكونوا أول كافر به. Do not be from amongst the first of the disbelievers, those who disbelieved in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لقد كفر الذين قالوا. They have disbelieved those who said, إن الله. Indeed, Allah ثَالِثُ ثَلَاثَةٍ is the third of the third. ثَالِثُ ثَلَاثَةٍ is the third of the three. Allahu musta'an. Then we also find رَابِعُهُمْ كَلْبُهُمْ and the fourth of them was their dog. The fourth of them was their dog, dealing with the people in the cave. So those were ordinal numbers going in order, first, second, third, fourth, fifth. Walhamdulillah. We also covered cardinal numbers. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 20, 25 cows, 25 houses, 13 sheep, 17 books. Right? أَحَدَ عَشَرَ طَالِبًا أحد عشر طالبا إثنى عشر طالبا 11 students, male students, 12 male students, 13 طالبا 14 طالبا والحمد لله. Then the interrogative type of question. أنت طالب أليس كذلك؟ أنت طالب أليس كذلك جيد Are you a student? Is that not the case? Let's say the affirmative is that which is correct. You are a student. So what would you say? بلا أنا طالب بلا أنا طالب بلا أنا طالب Indeed, surely, yes. Affirmative, I am a student. So these negative type of questions, if you affirming what they're asking about, you say bala. Right? You say bala. أنت طالب أليس كذلك؟ You say بلا أنا طالب. But if you disagree, you would say, they would say أنت طالب. You would say نعم لست بطالب. Yes, I'm not a student. نعم لست بطالب. لست بطالب. والحمد لله. Then at the end of lesson number 3, they gave us a few اسم الفاعل. اسم الفاعل. Like in English, how we have worker, etc. So we have دخل داخل. سجد ساجد. نصر ناصر. ذهب ذاهب. جيد. والحمد لله. يا عبد الله. يا أمة الله. That covers a little bit of revision related to lessons numbers 1, 2 and 3. والحمد لله. بإذن الله. يا عبد الله. يا أمة الله. We've covered lessons 1, 2 and 3 in revision. We now move on to الدرس الرابع. الدرس الرابع. Lesson number 4. And then الخامس inshallah. With regards to الدرس الرابع, this was an easy, simple lesson. Walhamdulillah, we learnt about لأن. لأن, many would count this as a sister of إن because of the أن in it. لأن, because of such and such. لأن محمدًا في الفصل, because Muhammad is in the classroom. لأن محمدًا في الفصل. Excellent. And also lesson number 4 was a bit of revision with regards to what we had taken before that. والحمد لله. So that was the most important matter we learned in lesson number 4. That was لأن. لأن is like a sister of إن. And then lesson number 5. Lesson number 5, we went on to learning about فعل لازم and فعل متعدي. خرج محمد. Muhammad left. This خرج, it's a verb, no doubt. And we know Arabic, we have sentences which are either nominal sentences beginning with nouns. محمد خرج. Or verbal sentences beginning with verbs. خرج محمد. Excellent. Well, with regards to خرج, خرج, it gives us the full meaning even just by itself. خرج, full stop, means he went. Whereas there are other verbs that if you just put the verb there, it will not give us the meaning. You need to provide more. It affects two words. So for example, the verb فتح, which means to open. So who did the opening and what was opened? Two matters. فتح محمد. Muhammad opened. Well, the question is, what did he open? So you need to bring something else. So this is what we call fi'il muta'addi, that it governs two words, the doer and also the item upon which the action was done. Fataha Muhammadun al-baba. Muhammad opened the door. Walhamdulillah. Ra'aytu Hamidan. I saw Hamid. Then we also gave examples of الطلاب ذهبوا. الطلاب ذهبوا. The students went. الطلاب ذهبوا. Look at there. It was ذهب. But now it needs to adjust itself. الطلاب ذهبوا. الطلاب ذهبوا. The students went. And what if it's a group of female students? الطالبات ذهبنا. الطالبات ذهبنا. الطالبات ذهبنا. Take note. ذهبوا and ذهبنا. ذهبوا and ذهبنا. And then we can also say the same thing, but beginning with the verb. So instead of الطلاب ذهبوا, instead of saying الطلاب ذهبوا, we could say ذهب الطلاب. ذهب الطلاب. ذهب الطلاب. ذهب الطلاب. ذهب الطلاب. Excellent. So if we bring the verb before the noun, we do not need to adjust the verb for the plural. I repeat. الطلاب ذهبوا. We have to adjust that verb. Why? Because we had the noun before it. But if you changed it around, we said ذهب الطلاب. Here all is fine. The verb came before the noun, so there's no adjustment which was required. All we need to ensure is that we get the gender correct. So again, الطلاب ذهبوا. Begin with the verb, ذهب الطلاب, excellent. Let's check the feminine option. الطالبات ذهبنا, الطالبات ذهبنا, الطالبات ذهبنا. And it begin with the verb, ذهبت الطالبات, ذهبت الطالبات, ذهبت الطالبات, والحمد لله. And with that, we've now done muraja'a of lessons 1 to 5. We've done muraja'a, we've done revision of lessons 1 to 5, والحمد لله. يا عبد الله, يا أمة الله, بإذن الله تعالى. We also wanted to introduce some of the vocabulary that we've covered so far. Some of the vocabulary that we've covered so far. And inshallah, we will go through some of the words which begin with the, some of the words which begin with the alif, inshallah. We covered the word ibtida'iyyatu. Ibtida'iyyatu. ما معنى ibtida'iyyatu? What does ibtida'iyyatu mean? It means primary. Al-madrasatu al-ibtida'iyyatu. Al-madrasatu al-ibtida'iyyatu. Al-madrasatu al-ibtida'iyyatu. Al-madrasatu al-ibtida'iyyatu. Excellent. So ibtida'iyyatu means primary. Then we also covered the word abadan. Abadan means what? Abadan means, can mean never. Abadan can mean never. خالدين فيها أبدا, أبدا, for eternity, forever and ever. Let's give an example. لن أكذب أبدا. لن أكذب أبدا. لن أكذب أبدا. I will never speak a lie. I will never tell a lie. لن أكذب Abadan, never, I will never tell a lie. Excellent. We also learned the word ibil. Ibilun, what's ibilun? Ibilun means camel. Ibil is the female camel. Ibilun, female camel. And then you have the jamalun, which is the male camel. And then we also find the word naqatun, also for a she camel, the female camel. So ibil, generally for the female camel, or the feminine camel, female camel. And then we have jamalun, male, and naqatun, female. Walhamdulillah. What's iblis? Iblis, Allah musta'an, may Allah save us, may Allah protect us from iblis. Iblis is the Satan. Iblis is shaitan, shaitan. Abu means father. Jaid. The root of this is abun. Abun. Abun means father. What's the plural? Abaun. Abaun means fathers. Al-abawani. 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 This is the dual form. Abun and abawani. Doesn't mean two fathers. It means the parents. Abawani means parents. The father and the mother. Walhamdulillah. What does Aba mean? Aba means to reject. Aba means to refuse or to reject. Aba, Ya'ba, Iba, and Aba. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, everyone will enter into paradise illa man Aba, except the one who refuses. Qila ya Rasulullah, man ya'ba, who will refuse? Whoever obeys the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then he has obeyed. And the one who doesn't obey him, then he is the one who has refused. Allahu musta'an. Abyadu, what's abyadu? Abyadu means white. Abyadu means white. Ata, ya'ti, example. Ata fulanan, so-and-so has come. Ata means to come. Ata means to come. A sentence could be, Ata al-imama rajulun. Ata al-imama rajulun. A man came to the imam. Ata al-imama. So the imam is the object. Somebody came to the imam. Who came? Rajulun, a man came to the imam. Wasa'ala su'alan, and he asked a question. Anil hajji, about hajj. Atal imama rajulun, wasa'ala su'alan, anil hajji. A man came to the imam, and he asked a question about hajj. Walhamdulillah. Atharun, athar. This brother, mashallah, he was in this country and he left a great athar. Athar means an effect. effect. You know, he left behind fruits. He left behind, an effect of his presence. Atharun, athar. Athar is effect. What's ithmun? Ithmun is sin. Ithmun, ithmun. May Allah save us from ithmun. What about the word ajrun? Ajrun. Ajr is like recompense, your reward or your recompense. And that's why we find that somebody who works for you, he is an ajir. 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 Why? Because he's working for his recompense. He's working for a wage. He's working for a salary. He is called ajirun. 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 And the plural would be ujara'u. Ujara'u. As for the word ajrun, as we said, this is recompense or your reward. The plural is ujurun, ujurun. As for your ujra, where's my ujra? Ujra is your wages. Ujra is your wages. You find in the Arab lands, you find a car and it's written there, sayaratul ujra, sayaratul ujrati. This is a taxi. Car for hire, car for rent, car for you can use in exchange for some wage, for in exchange for some money. Sayaratul ujrati, excellent. Ajal, ajal is an appointed time. Ajal, ajal is an appointed time. Everybody has an ajal. And ila ajalim musamma, to an appointed time. Ajal musamma, until an appointed time. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatallah, biiznillahi ta'ala, we will continue with that in our next majlis. But before we end off, we take a maxim from the Noble Quran, a qawa'id Quraniyya, insha'Allah. We find in Surah Hud, verse number 112, Allah states, فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتْ فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتْ. And be firm upon istiqama as you have been ordered. SubhanAllah. And be firm upon istiqama, be upon the straight path, as you have been ordered. This is in Surah Hud. This is in Surah Hud. And we know the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentions that Surah Hud and the sisters of Surah Hud, they've really been heavy upon him, subhanAllah. They've been heavy upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, شَيَّبَتْنِي هُود وَأَخَوَاتُهَا. That, literally means that the Surah Hud and its sister surahs have made the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam like go gray, subhanAllah. Why? Because of the contents found within it. And some say, we find that Abdul Rahman As-Sulami, he mentions that Abu Ali As-Sari, he said that I saw the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and I asked him, what verse from that Surah Hud, was very, very tough upon you? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it was the verse, فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتْ, and be upon istiqama as you have been ordered. This is obviously a dream. We're not saying that this is 100% the interpretation of this verse, and we're not saying that this is exact. No, but we can benefit from this bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. And no doubt the entire Surah Hud is super, super important. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioning the matter of istiqama and ordering the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be upon istiqama as he has been ordered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We find in the Noble Quran, Allah states, With regards to Shaytan, فَبِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي لَأَقْعُدَنَّ لَهُمْ صِرَاطَكَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. What's Shaytan's goal, aim and objective? He wants to remove people from Sirat al-Mustaqim. He wants to remove them from the straight path. Why? Because once you deviate from the straight path, خلاص, and you continue your journey, you are already off the straight path. Allahumma musta'an. So Shaytan, he says that, that's my aim and my objective, to remove these people from the straight path. Allahumma musta'an. We also find in the Noble Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ يُوحَى إِلَيَّ أَنَّمَا إِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهُ وَاحِدٌ فَاسْتَقِيمُوا إِلَيْهِ. that the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered say to the people that I am but a messenger, I am but a human being just like you people, but revelation comes down upon me and revelation has come down upon me that your Lord is only one ilah. فَاسْتَقِيمُوا إِلَيْهِ And so be upon the sirat mustaqim. And so be upon istiqama. Walhamdulillah. And subhanAllah, this matter of istiqama, that man came to the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, teach me, you know, give me some advice. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِيمُ Say, I believe in Allah, and then be upon istiqama, be upon the straight path, do that which you were supposed to do, stay away from that which you were supposed to stay away from. Allah musta'an. Some ulama said that hadith is a summary of the Quran and a summary of the da'wah of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ Say, I believe in Allah, and then be upon the straight path. May Allah make us from amongst those who are upon the straight path. And one of the most important matters of being upon the straight path is the matter of tawheed with regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That was the message of all of the anbiya, that we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. What do we say in our salah? إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ And then we make dua, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ Only you do we worship, only from you, and in you do we seek help. And then we make dua to Allah to put us upon the sirat al-mustaqim. I mean, the sirat al-mustaqim is so important that minimum 17 times a day we make dua in our surah al-fatiha, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put us on that straight path. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those who are on the straight path. May Allah keep us upon the straight path. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take our souls when we are upon the sirat al-mustaqim and while we are upon that sirat al-mustaqim. Hayyakumullah. Until we meet again, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, your brother in Islam, Bilal Ismail, Barakallahu Fik. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.